Doop, see here. And then everyone was dancing, you see. And then afterwards there were two of the wizards in the street, and one of them was going on about catching the music in a box. And Mr. Dibbler was interested, and then the coffee house exploded, and they all went back to the university, bugger it. Bugger 'em, buggery. See if I don't.
The coffee house exploded, did it?
Frothy coffee all over the place, Your Honour. Buggery.
Yes, yes, and so on, said the patrician, waving a thin hand. And that's all you can tell me?
Well, bugger, babe.
Foul old Ron caught the patrician's eye and got a grip on himself. Even in his own highly individualized sanity, he could tell when not to punish his threadbare luck. His smell wandered around the room, reading documents and examining the pictures.
They say, he said, that he drives all the women mad.
He leaned forward. The patrician leaned back.
They say, after he moved his hips like that, Mrs. Whitlow threw her what's-names onto the stage.
The patrician raised an eyebrow.
What's-names?
You know.
Foul old Ron moved his hands vaguely in the air.
A pair of pillowcases?
Mm-mm.
Two sacks of flour? Some very baggy trousers. Oh,
I see.
My word.
Were there any casualties?
Dunno, Your Honour. But there's something I do know.
Yes?
Cumbling Michael says, Your Honour, sometimes pays for information.
Yes, I know. I can't imagine how these rumours get about, said the patrician, getting up and opening a window. I shall have something done about it. Once again, foul old Ron reminded himself that while he was probably insane, he definitely wasn't as mad as all that.
Only I got this, Your Honour,
he said, pulling something out of the horrible recesses of his clothing.
It says writing on it, Your Honour.
It was a poster in glowing primary colours. It couldn't have been very old, but an hour or two as foul old Ron's chest warmer had aged it considerably. The patrician unfolded it with a pair of tweezers.
Them's the pictures of the music players,
said foul old Ron helpfully.
And that's writing. And then there's more writing. There, look. Mr. Dibbler had Chalky the Troll run him off just now, but I nipped in after and threatened to breathe on everyone lest they give me one.
I'm sure that worked famously, said the patrician.
He lit a candle and read the poster carefully. In the presence of foul old Ron, all candles burned with a blue edge to the flame.
Free festival of music with rocks in it, he said.
That's where you don't have to pay to go in,
said foul old Ron helpfully.
Bugger 'em. Buggery.
Lord Vetinari read on. In Hyde Park, next Wednesday.
Well, well. A public open space, of course. I wonder if there'll be many people there.
Lots, Your Honour. There was hundreds couldn't get into the cavern.
And the band looks like that, do they? Said Lord Vetinari, scowling like that.
Sweating most of the time I saw them,
said foul old Ron.
Be there or be a rectangular thing, said the patrician. This is some sort of occult code, do you think?
Couldn't say, Your Honour,
said foul old Ron.
My, my.